two words at the bottom which summarises what we have on our board, and that is social competence. Trying to understand what works well or less well, we've gone through a few different scenarios which we feel are linked by the words social competence, or in fact the lack of social competence. The first thing we were talking about was a rural area which has a number of threats, that's to say construction development threats, which have been dissipated through practical barriers which have been preventing things happening. So if you imagine a number of threats to development, of developments which have not then taken place. So the community has not even had to do anything. These things have just not happened. It's not about the fact that there's been social competence, that's to say people, activists or whatever. It's just, thankfully, it didn't happen. This was in relation to septic tanks and mains infrastructures and so on, but it was just to say that these were things that were on the cards, didn't happen. Moving down, we were talking then about an area, which is a residential area, that was not being respected. That's to say, the people who were going through it, which was a positive safety thing, in that there were people about, that was good, that was a positive, but these people didn't respect the area which they were in. So it seems that the people who were going through were making all kinds of noise, and they just didn't really respect it. And another area was reflected on where there are cut-throughs. That's to say, people are going through to somewhere else, and they don't really respect the area. And so we were, again, talking about this idea of social competence or lack of it. And the final thing we were talking about, again, was a rural area where people are being at McDonald's, had a drive-through, they're eating stuff, open the window, I'm just passing through, out comes the rubbish. And someone's husband has become a litter picker, and the councillor is more than happy to support this individual to pick up the litter because that helps. But the point being here is that how do you then deal with problems? You find that you take on the responsibility for others.